the legal fight erupted with Park City Mountain Resort's lawsuit filed last year. They said that they properly gave notice by April of 2011 that they were extending the two leases that allow them to use 3,700 acres of ski terrain. Talisker takes the position that the resort failed to give proper notice and the leases have expired. In court Tuesday, Talisker attorney John Lund said they have a claim for rental amounts they haven't been paid since April of 2011. In a brief exchange, the attorney for the Mountain Resort, Alan Sullivan, said they have offered rent, but Lund said it has not been accepted by Talisker.
We haven't paid rent. We've tendered rent, and Mr. Lund sends the checks back. So yes, we paid rent.
They aren't the amount we demanded.
After the hearing, Sullivan declined to give further details, but again said their checks have not been accepted, and Talisker has said the rent should be higher.
Send them back. Send the rent checks back.
In terms of they're not satisfied with the amount of rent, can you give me some idea of the daylight between what you're paying and what they think they should be paying?
I'm not going to discuss that. I'm not going to discuss the merits of the case.
Tuesday's court hearing mostly involved a debate about when to set a completion date for discovery of facts in the case. Attorney Lund said that's important in part because of the rent dispute. The Mountain Resort asked for a deadline in early February of next year. Lund argued for a deadline in November and said they don't want a delay that carries them into the middle of another ski season. Judge Ryan Harris set a discovery deadline for January 17th of next year. In other argument, Attorney Lund said only one basic issue is really left, whether the leases have expired. Judge Harris, in a ruling last year, threw out several of the claims made by the Park City Mountain Resort and said that the resort did not strictly comply with the conditions to extend its lease. However, a couple of claims are left standing. The Mountain Resort has said its leases are valid to the year 2051, based on arguments of waiver and equitable estoppel. Sullivan explained what they're asserting.
The waiver argument is that in various ways over the years, Talisker and United Park City Mines have given up any claim that they might have had to say that the lease expired, did not expire, and that they have said in various ways that the leases will last until 2051. And the estoppel argument is a little bit different. It means that they have said things that basically persuaded us that the leases had extended until the year 2051, with the result that we didn't take other actions that we might have taken.
The Mountain Resort also has a $7 million claim for damages. It says Talisker did not disclose its position that the leases had expired until December of 2011, and that came after the Mountain Resort put millions of dollars into improving the ski mountain the previous summer. Sullivan said during the court hearing that in total, a lot of money is at stake for the Mountain Resort.
To us, this is a $100 million case. That's the amount of the investment that Park City Mountain Resort has made on that property. It is a very, very important case, and we'd like latitude to do discovery, to choose whatever experts we want and to present their testimony.
Attorney Alan Sullivan for the Park City Mountain Resort. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.